People will talk. Welcome to the People Will Talk podcast. Joining me today is a very special guest. Hello, Maria.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Very nice to have you here. And of course, as always, we have Maria as well. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
So this is the podcast of two Marias today. We are very happy to talk to you today because you are a lawyer, you're from Spain, and you're involved in a very interesting project. You are involved with helping women from Afghanistan who are refugees and asylum seekers here in Spain. And I know that this is a very complex process, and you help them prepare their statements and you help them seek asylum here in Madrid as well. So how did you first get involved with this project?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am involved, and the project is amazing. It was just by chance. It was just because last year, in August 2021, we received, well, I and some colleagues in an NGO I am part of, an NGO that works to make better to improve the quality of the democratic quality of Spain, in Spain, and we have like a group to work on some specific matters, and we received a call to help two Afghan women, two sisters that were stuck in Kabul. And it was when the collapse of the government of Afghanistan, they were, one of these two sisters were working, defending women in different projects. She is really an activist in defense of the rights of women. They both were in a very difficult situation, so we tried to help them, and fortunately we could present and defend their petition and send their ask, their call to the defense ministry in Spain, and they could include them in the evacuation as women alone and involved on different projects in defense of human rights and women rights. And it was the beginning, but then a lot of different European NGOs asked us for help, so we were involved. And during this year, especially in the beginning, in August 2021, but during this year, we have helped over 40 women and their families to apply for asylum. In different ways. In some cases, the applications were made during that initial evacuation, the operation led by the Ministry of Defense, but other families were evacuated later on some privately chartered flights to the Emirates, in this case, and we advised them on how to make their applications to a Spanish embassy in Abu Dhabi. And, thirdly, we have also advised women on how to present their applications to the Spanish embassies in Pakistan and Iran, and in that cases under Article 38 of the Spanish asylum law. What we usually do is just help them to prepare their documents, their interviews and statements. And sometimes we have also helped them in these third countries, by providing them with small amounts of money to survive until they can get to their destination, which is in this case Spain. But the reality is that most of the people who have asked us for help are still in Afghanistan or in bordering countries. And unfortunately, at this moment, foreign embassies are not attending their petitions, including the Spanish embassies. So for, I think sometimes I say, for every family that we have successfully helped, we have received many other requests that we haven't had resources to attend. The embassies now seem to be overwhelmed, and the criteria and to attend them do not respond to any clear protocol. So the reality is that there is no way we can help them right now.
Okay,
that sounds terrible. Yeah, it sounds like a very pressing situation. But I think also as traumatic as it is, I think it's even more striking for us, because people that are not involved in this issue like you are, they just, it's almost as if Afghanistan had slowly disappeared from the media, isn't it? At first there was a big hype, but now it's kind of, you know, it seems as though nothing is happening. But what you're telling us is, of course, a horrible situation, especially to do with women. So can you just, for the benefit of the listeners, explain a little bit what the situation is currently, how things are there?
Sure. Well, I am in direct contact with a lot of families now still inside Afghanistan, because these women that we couldn't get help to get out are still there. So, well, we know the situation. I have to say, I would like to say previously that 1 year ago, before the collapse of the Afghan government, the situation was already very difficult for women and girls. It is not new. I would like to stress that polygamy, with the misery and pain within families that it brings, and the thing, well, and millions of orphans, the victims of 30 years of war, and cultural injustices against women, all of that was a hard reality before the Taliban took control of the country. But until then, until last year, some progress had been made to defend the basic human rights of women. Before the arrival of the Taliban, despite the dominant culture, patriarchal culture in Afghan society, despite the forced marriages of underage girls and the violence against women, there were laws that prohibited violence. That tried to forbid forced marriages. There were also NGOs and government organisms also defending women. And there were, for example, defense lawyers to defend the rights of women in court. There was indeed a ministry that they called the Ministry of Women's Affairs, which worked to improve women's freedoms and rights. So women could work and study, at least according to the law, although in many regions, the dominant culture tried to prohibit it. But there were those who defended the women. Now, after the arrival of the Taliban, these defense laws and the Ministry of Women's Affairs have disappeared, for example. Women cannot go outdoors alone. This is the law. This is the law. The hijab, the burqa, is a compulsory. And violence, sexual assaults, forced marriages, the sale of girls, all of that is allowed. Women cannot study or work. That's the reality now. Because of the law, let it. It is not a culture problem. It is the law. And every day, we know there are murders and arbitrary arrests that do not appear in the media. So now they feel, women, Afghan women feel that all progress has been lost, and that women are subjected to the most cruel reality imaginable, in which they have no voice, no rights, and no hope. That's very cruel. That's so yeah, they're called, but we are not doing anything to help them.
Sounds like a nightmare situation, really. I assume this is one of the reasons that led you to found Net Women In. I don't know if you can tell us a little bit more about that. And I think it's got some links as well. Well, you've already mentioned that you were taking part already in some projects to promote democracy, even in Spain. So can you tell us also about the links of that organization with others that you take part in?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Well, until last year, as I have said, I had no connection with Afghanistan or with refugees, but I was part of Mass Democracia Plus Democracy, ORG. It is an NGO in Spain, as I have said, to work for in favor of the democratic values. And some volunteers from Mass Democracia started collaborating initially with the European Network of Migrant Women, and then also with the European Women Lawyers Association, because they were involved trying to get out women, Afghan professional women of Afghanistan. So as they saw that we had this opportunity to collaborate, they asked for our help. So initially we tried, well, we were helping Afghan lawyers, judges, and prosecutors. And later we have helped a lot of different professionals, as for example, a police woman or journalists, and also teachers, activists in defense of women and girls, well, different Afghan women. So initially we were involved because of this call, because of the European Network of Migrant Women, and then to attend and to support better these women that had got Spain, we decided to set up Net Women In, which now is the project we are focused and we are trying to grow. It is just a network of women, an association founded by this, initially by this group of people involved in Mass Democracia, but now we are a much bigger group of people who want to create ways to collaborate with Afghan women, not only to help in their integration into life in Spain, but also to empower them to help other Afghan women and girls who are still in Afghanistan. So, well, it is like looking for ways for them to restart their life here in Spain. And with this objective in mind, we launched Net Women In. The main idea is to provide friendship and personalized support to Afghan women. And how we are doing that? Well, we are just helping sometimes in very ordinary things. Just going with them to an errand or explaining them how to buy a ticket, a transport ticket or something like that, or helping them to find Spanish lessons, for example. And well, just giving them our friendship.
So the work you do with these women is very extensive. Apart from their legal status and helping them navigate different parts of Spanish life, in general, on a cultural level, how easy has it been for these women to adapt to Spanish life, to a European country that is perhaps relatively far away from their home country?
Well, it is really difficult. We see every day. For them, it is everything is like. Firstly, they have lost everything, and also in general, learning a foreign language and starting in a new country and in a very different culture, all of that is always a challenge. But for them, who have their families facing such terrible threats, it is I think even harder, because they are under severe emotional stress every day when they are in contact with friends and family inside Afghanistan. The explosions in Kabul these last days, families hidden in Pakistan, for example, trying to but in illegal situations a lot of times, and especially nowadays the situation in Pakistan is not easy either, or in Iran with the situation now in Iran, they are Afghan women who are now here in Spain under international protection have a lot of they are under such a pressure and a stress because of all of that. It is terrible.
And you know, you've described very well the challenges facing these women, and a lot of people will read this in the newspaper, they'll see it on the news, but a lot of us, we feel, what can we do? But you are actively involved in helping them, as we've already heard, with Net Womening and other ways. So how can other people follow your example and maybe get more involved in helping these women once they're in Spain?
Someone has time, perhaps offering volunteering, for example, teaching Spanish. It is very easy for us. It is as easy as having a conversation in Spanish, because they are learning Spanish and it is one of their first challenges here. Afghan women and their families also need to learn Spanish as quickly as possible. And so, for example, if people have time, there are a lot of platforms, a lot of NGOs looking for volunteers. Of course we are. we have now an incredible network for that. From Net Womening, helping them on, for example, mentoring them in job questions, to prepare an interview, because they have to start working here. And also we have asked an NGO to sponsor a platform to facilitate Spanish language classes with volunteers. We initially counted on our family members for this project. I'm amazed by the positive response to our call. My own father-in-law has become one of the most dedicated and constant teachers in the group. He's teaching Spanish. Well, it is easy. It is online. It is 1 hour, 3 hours a week. It depends on the possibilities of each one. Now we have the support of more than 45 volunteers who are giving Spanish lessons free of charge to these women and their children and their husbands. And so I think it is possible to help. And also in other kind of NGOs, working with refugees in general, not only with Afghan people, it is possible to help.
So those are very good suggestions, and as you say, it's easy enough to get involved and to help even remotely. What do you do yourselves to promote your work? What do you do to so that people, you know, can know Net Womening and can know how to get involved in all the valuable work you do, both ordinary people and, I don't know, perhaps companies that maybe can assist you as well?
Well, for the moment we are contacting people around us and create, but we haven't had time enough to create, for example, a web or to share our call in social media. But we are really just focused on coordinating our initial team. Yes, as soon as possible, we will have a way to be contacted and to receive more help or volunteers if possible.
So you have explained very well, Maria Jose, how difficult it is for women to get here. And once they're in Spain, they have some challenges like learning the language, perhaps finding work, and generally adapting to Spanish life. However, do you get a sense that the women who have come to Spain also have a feeling of hope and a sense of positivity when thinking about their future in Spain?
Yes, it is not easy at all. But when they feel that there are people trying to help them, we see they are more confident. They are, well, they recover their self-esteem and their desire to live, the desire to study or to work, to restart. They haven't chosen that. They are suffering a lot of things. And as I have told, they are in contact with their families and it is really, really stressful for them. Because sometimes Taiwan are persecuting their families because of them, because they have left the country. So it is hard. But when they feel that people here are trying to help them, of course it helps. And we have seen now some examples of some of them working and studying now here. And that's the most important. So yes, they will be better.
Thank you so much, Maria Jose, for all of your answers today and your insight into the good work you and others are doing in Spain. And we'll definitely put links to your organizations in the description of our podcast so other people can find you. I want to say thank you so much again, and it's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much. That was great, to everything you explained and all the work that you do. So thank you for sharing it with us.
Welcome. I'm really happy to have this opportunity.